Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
408DGS. Today is Giving Tuesday, so our giving cause is, of course, Operation Food Search. Up until Christmas, trying to raise $100,000. I think we can do it. We did 75 last year. So if everyone just goes through Hardee's and gets something and gives a dollar for the sticker or five or 10, that's how we're going to get there. I'm noodling with this in my brain, but I want to do something special for the special people out there who can and will give more money. I know some of my buddies and clients are planning on being out at the final show in the Valley on Thursday the 19th and giving $500, $1,000, sometimes even more. But for anyone who can give like $100 or more, I want to be able to, Rach, maybe you can talk to Steve about this, put them up somewhere, put them on our Facebook, tweet them out, give them some love on the show. You know, we're $350, $400 a minute for advertising. I'll make sure you get your money's worth, because that is going to go directly, nothing changes hands, directly into food, into people's bellies here in St. Louis. Everything that we raise, if we raise $100,000, they'll buy $1 million worth of food, and it will feed, last year we fed 2,500 people for a month and 385 kids for a year. So just do the extra math. Mm-hmm. 25% more, it's 25% more people. So, headlines?
Yes, headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. And the big headline at Schnucks this week: earn points on everything for those big holiday meals with the Schnucks Rewards app. Download it today. I don't think this has made it to air yet, unless we talked about it with Chris and I just didn't remember. But Kamala Harris has ended her bid for president, saying, "In good faith, I can't tell you that I have a path forward." Man, that first debate, everyone was saying, "Kamala, look at her. Look at her go." And then it's just very quickly was revealed that there is very little substance there.
I remember saying early on, my opinion was that she was the toughest matchup for Donald Trump, that she would be the candidate that I thought at the time when this all was getting started.
I don't know why she didn't succeed, and I don't know whether she's being honest or not. She could be a horrible person, but I like her statement. I don't see a path forward. I like people that don't make excuses, and I think it's smart because people are going to start hating the people that don't drop out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And two, someone's going to be a running mate, and right, you wouldn't do a lot better than Kamala Harris.
Yeah, and that's what people keep saying.
Because 3 months from now, people would hate Kamala Harris.
Yeah, yeah.
Like they're going to hate Pete Buttigieg.
And the losing gets all over you.
No one's going to remember.
You know, you go through, if she would have gone to Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina and done really bad,
yep,
then that gets all over you.
Yep.
But you protect yourself from
I think it's really smart.
That. Yeah, and that's what people are saying, that it's, you know, it kind of protects her and keeps her brand more high profile for the possibility of being a vice president.
I feel terrible for Cory Booker. First of all, he looks like a thumb. And secondly, every time he says, "When I'm president,"
I know.
Yeah. I don't
feel
so sorry.
Sad.
He's, dude, loving every second of this.
You're just making, but he looks like a fool.
Yeah, yeah, but don't feel sorry for him.
Man, Rosario Dawson is so going to leave him.
Yeah.
I mean, that shouldn't be happening. That's really mean. I acknowledge that's really mean, but that shouldn't be going on.
As I see Bloomberg on the television, she took a shot at him on her,
oh, really?
Her statement, saying that I don't see a path forward, I don't have the money essentially to continue. We have to fight for every penny. I'm paying for this campaign. I'm not a billionaire.
Mm.
And the big news this week was that he had passed Bloomberg,
right,
had passed Kamala Harris
in a week
in polls already.
Yeah.
And so people are interpreting the "I'm not a billionaire" statement as
you guys are on your way to $100.
I can't buy this election.
He has 6% right now.
Yeah.
Like he gets over 10.
Speaking of Bloomberg, the Trump campaign has revoked press credentials for Bloomberg News reporters over their decision not to investigate any of the 2020 Democrats, including Mike Bloomberg. Apparently, this has been a longstanding policy of Bloomberg News,
yeah,
not to investigate Mike, his family, or his foundation.
When I first read the headline, I thought, okay, like,
oh, Trump, I don't blame him for revoking their credentials.
Trump. But when you read the story, I don't blame him one bit. When they say, well, Bloomberg News has a longstanding policy of not investigating or being critical of their parent company or their owner, Mike Bloomberg, or his family. And so they're not going to, they wouldn't investigate any claims against him as he's running for president. And then they said, and since he's running for president against all these other candidates, we're going to extend that policy to include them. So Bloomberg News says we're not going to be critical or do investigations on claims against any Democrat running for president, but we'll continue to do it to Donald Trump. That's not news.
That's
not
stupid.
Unbiased news. I mean, that's so I get it.
That's not journalism.
Right. At first I didn't like it, but when you read
Why would you ever trust anything that Bloomberg does?
Exactly. Yeah. If the Washington Post came out and said, yeah, we don't investigate Bezos, we don't really care what Amazon does because they're writing our checks, then why would I read your newspaper? Why would I trust anything that you say?
Yep.
Can you imagine if when Trump gets out of office, he's going to have his own news network? I mean, I think we can all see that coming a mile away. But if it were just like, we're only investigating Democrats, we don't really care about the Republicans do, that would be a pretty big kerfuffle.
And he probably would do that, and he would have no credibility.
Right.
Anyone who says...
And people would rightfully crush him for it. But if you're Bloomberg, it's like, well, all right. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
They shouldn't have what
it does for me is make me think, I wonder what skeletons Bloomberg has in the closet.
Well, we probably won't find out from Bloomberg News.
No, you will not. Do you think Kamala will be somebody's vice president? And
She's got to be on a very short list. I've given up on. This is so stupid. But after that thing yesterday, it affected me so much. I got hair on my legs.
Oh yeah.
Man can't be president.
Blonde hair. And
I mean, there just comes a point where you're like, we cannot risk this. And I know Trump says lots of goofy crap, but I mean, you can't risk that. Right.
I learned about kids sitting on my lap. I don't like kids sitting on my lap.
No. You can't.
Just stop talking, Joe.
I don't get it.
You have the option of being quiet.
I don't get it. Because he was... You remember when he debated Sarah Palin? And everybody was like, Joe Biden...
That was just a good moment, though. Maybe he's been like this for a long time.
I don't think so. I think he, like...
Obama certainly didn't come out of the chute for him.
I think, like...
How many of those corn pop conversations you think he and Barack had?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. I just think, like Rudy Giuliani, Joe has lost his fastball. I think he's always been goofy and a gaff machine, but he seems to be just unraveling.
Yeah.
And I don't think he was like that before.
She'll either be his vice president or Pete's, but there's no way if Warren's the nominee, they're going to pick a woman to be her VP.
And if she's...
They're not going to run two women against Trump. It's just not going to happen.
This is a stupid thing to say because there's so much hypocriticalness in politics. But if she were to be Joe Biden's running mate,
that little girl
it would be
me.
So freaking hypocritical because she was so...
There's been worse, though.
I know. I said it's a stupid thing to say. But that's like... That's how she put herself on the map in the first couple debates was by attacking Joe Biden. And
that's just how they all are, though. Lindsey Graham.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah.
Mick Mulvaney.
I said it's a stupid thing to say because it's everywhere, but geez. Like...
Wow, 2 years in a row, St. Louis named the most dangerous city in America.
Woo!
Thanks, Wallet Hub. Feels good to be number one.
Don't mess with us.
And I really hope Trump does this. A Florida boy has challenged President Trump to go vegan for a month. If Trump accepts the challenge on Twitter, the little boy in in conjunction with a vegan advocacy group, will donate $1 million to veterans. Basically saying if the president will publicly go vegan for 1 month, it'll inspire so many people to do it that we'll donate $1 million. How much better PR could you get than going vegan, but just for a month and getting $1 million for vets?
Totally agree.
The little boy is donating it?
He is in conjunction with a charity. The little boy obviously does not have $1 million.
He
made like a fake bill.
Even if he doesn't have it, the fact that he's able to speak for it is pretty impressive.
Maybe if it's a month in Andrew time, that's no problem.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Ouch. Yeah,
Andrew's been doing keto since he was a baby. There could be a possible French fry shortage after a poor potato harvest this past October. So look out for your French fry prices to surge.
First Christmas trees.
I haven't thought of this in forever. I hear French fries every day, and I haven't thought of this. Do you remember, they probably still make them. I think they're called like potato sticks. They're in a can.
Yes.
They're very hard.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
Those things were great.
They serve those at the Fountain on Locust.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
Do they still make them? Like, as far as like schnooks and stuff?
I'm sure.
I've never seen them.
I haven't seen them in a long time.
Hold on, I'm going.
Man, I ate my weight in those as a kid.
Yeah, French's original potato sticks. They still make them. They've made them since 1935.
Oh, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're probably going to be real expensive shortly.
Yeah. I can be able to get now that I've remembered them.
And my final story, the hot toy of Christmas, the opposite of summer. Star Wars is releasing Baby Yoda toys coming to a store near you. I have not seen The Mandalorian, but I will say I will defend Baby Yoda with my life. Cutest thing I've ever seen. I don't care. The whole show could be crap, but he's on it. I support it.
But it's not him.
Oh, it's not an actual... Yoda's not the name of the species.
But it just feels so cash grabby.
But have you seen how cute
he is? Yeah, I've seen it.
Pretty darn cute. You can take my money as long as you're that cute. I mean, come on.
Made a living on it.
Cuter than BB-8?
They're two different kinds of cute.
Oh.
Hard to compare. Apples and oranges.
Not an answer.
Welcome back, guys. 426 DGS. Happy Tuesday to you. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Howdy.
Gorgeous day.
Yeah. Good day tomorrow, too. In fact, great day tomorrow.
When does it go to hell?
It doesn't really. You know, not in the near term anyway. We might see a couple of spotty showers Thursday night. Not important. Nothing to be concerned about. In fact, we could get away with not seeing anything. And then the next chance for rain will be developing Sunday afternoon with a real good chance for rain Sunday night and into Monday. This will be from a storm system that's just about ready to make landfall out west. And that will kind of kick the pattern back into gear again. I don't see any snow in store for us, but I do see, 10, 11, 12 days from now, a pretty good cold weather outbreak. And if we get some moisture, maybe we got some snow out of that.
Cool. Mm. So you're still thinking of green Christmas?
Yeah, right now, a little concerned about this cold snap, that this big monster batch of cold air up north. But I think if it comes down, when I think it comes down, it's short of the Christmas, you know, as far as a white Christmas is concerned. Yeah. So we're going to stick with that.
I know this is, you know, an infinity in weather time, but what are the chances we get snow this year? Like, you know, 2 or 3 inches?
Between now and the first?
Yes.
I think we have a shot of that.
Okay. Look who's here. Nick Glover.
Hey. Nick Glover.
Hi, Nick Glover.
I know this guy.
Hey.
How are you?
Good.
That's
good.
The biggest, pinkest water bottle I've ever seen.
Yeah, well, you got it from you.
Runs in the Glover family. We have giant pink water bottles.
Yeah, you know your feminine side. That's good.
Yeah. Day off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, today and tomorrow.
Spin it with Dad.
Oh,
yeah. Going to Daddy's work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sitting on Daddy's lap. Son to work day.
Tomorrow, going to the zoo.
Good day for it.
Effelins.
So, I need your backup on grandma stories.
Okay.
Okay. When we got in the car for the funeral and she opened her burger, what did she say and how did she say it?
Oh, no, I don't know if I can be this far. I'll tell you what
I've already said. I've already said it.
Is this a Whopper?
How did she say it?
No, come on.
Oh, man. You're leaving me hanging.
I sure am.
I refuse to believe that Dave embellished this story.
That's just shocking to me.
And the nerd story?
She worked on one nerd for a country mile. It was a fortnight before she finished it.
Look, when the apocalypse comes, it'll be her and the cockroaches.
Yeah.
She survived broken necks and cancer, and she can live on a nerd.
Oh, yeah.
It's the next evolution of the species.
Sustain yourself on a nerd for a week.
She's never, like, trapped in an earthquake. She gained weight somehow. I don't know.
She had a box of nerds.
Yeah. Put on 8 pounds. I have a topic. It's probably not going to be very popular.
All right, let's have it.
We've talked about this many times.
Okay.
And it's still just stuck in my craw. And I feel like I'm on the right side of history on this, although the initial, when I say what I'm going to say, 90% of people are going to say, like, what a dick. I can't, come on. Seriously, Dave, I'm just going to say it. Do we really need all these emotional support animals? And because I actually researched this, and there's no hard evidence that it works. Those of us who have pets, Dave, you're a dog guy.
Oh, yeah.
You are happier when you're around your dogs.
Yes.
If you could fly with your dogs, you'd be happier. If you could take If you could take your dogs to the grocery store.
I have two 80-pound labs. I can't imagine flying with them. But I really can't.
But if you could, like if you could have them. Like, I don't dispute this. I don't dispute that everyone's happier with an animal. Rachel with Lucy. Me with not Moses. You know, it's like, I get it. But I feel like we're losing a major tenet of being a human, which is your problem is not all of our problem. If it truly is an issue, let's talk about it. But I just feel like now that you can pay $75, because I almost did it today, just to make a point, you can pay $75, no one ever sees you or your pet, and you get a legal certification that you need an emotional support animal that can be on.
I have that.
You have that.
I have it for both mine. Yep. It's so, you know, it's.
See?
And I did it for the same reason that you're thinking about doing it, just to see how easy.
Yeah.
It's the easiest freaking thing in the world.
If I were to fly with Augie, I would much rather have him next to me than underneath in a cage for his sake.
Oh, I'd never do that.
Because he would freak out.
I'd never put him underneath.
So I know it makes me seem like a bigger a-hole than you already think I am, but it just seems like. There's another story of a horse, is what brought it up.
Oh, boy.
Another horse, of
course,
of course.
Here come the mini horse people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bring them on.
Well,
put a damn diaper on it.
I think a lot of people think of emotional support animals. I think they do feel like they went through some kind of training, that those animals have been trained to.
And I accept help. That.
I think you're thinking, I think people get
but
emotional support and
is.
Service animals mixed up.
Yeah,
I agree.
Like, you can take an emotional support animal and put a vest on it that means nothing. Like, I've been in, like, Borders or something before, and there's a little chihuahua with a vest, and I'm like, do I really think that's a service dog?
Right.
No, it's someone's chihuahua that they put a vest on to kind of trick people.
But now people
Let's just be clear, because I'm going to get crushed. Service animals, 100%.
Right.
Yeah.
True emotional support. And that's where you get into the whole, like, well, what's true? For me, it's true because I love my dog. I love my cat. But everyone can't need a friggin' support animal. Because we all agree, look, I feel better with 3 gin and tonics in me. But I can't just live my life with 3 gin and tonics in me.
And now it just seems like we're picking any animal we can just to stand out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Emotional support.
Right.
Cockatoo.
Horse lady.
That's right.
Couldn't you live with a small dog?
No, she needs the
Couldn't
horse.
A small dog help you enough?
No.
Yeah.
The answer is no. No, I think it's like a Xanax prescription, and now I'm going to get in trouble. But how many people are like, you know, would be cool? Xanax. I'm going to go to the doctor and kind of fish around for that. There are people who truly need it, and then there are people who are like, yeah, I get anxious sometimes, and then they can pop something. Yeah, I mean, it's been abused just like everything else.
But the difference is, if you go to the doctor and you get Xanax, and you don't really need it, it's no skin off my personal nose. What about people? I have a fear of flying. Nick, you have a fear of flying.
Sure.
Guess what's not going to help? A horse. Because if there is a fire in the cabin, and that Almost said the real word.
You ride the horse out.
That friggin' horse is between me and the exit?
Yeah.
I'll kill the human. Like, I don't want a horse on my plane. And then the other day, a Labrador retriever, Dave has them, I have them, God love them, best dogs in the world, ran down the aisle with explosive diarrhea and sprayed everyone.
Yep.
It's an animal.
Mm-hmm. You know, this is one where I will forgive the whatever extraneous service animals, because when's the last time you encountered an animal in public and it made your day worse? Like, I'll take those odds.
A horse on a plane.
Yeah. That'd make my ride better.
Not me.
No?
No.
Oh.
Plus, I don't like the entitlement. I don't like the, I'm anxious, so I need a horse.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. If you can get a horse onto a plane in this economy, that's pretty impressive.
Or a bird.
How do you feel about the person? It's not a live animal. We've all seen this. Who carries on a giant stuffed animal. Not something that they picked up at Disneyland and they're bringing back for their kids. They fly with this thing all the time.
I've never seen
and
that.
Never I seen haven't that either.
Never seen that?
No.
That drives me crazy. Just drives me crazy.
Why?
It because it's taking up space. And they don't put it up. They don't put it up in the rafters.
It's got its own seat.
They
I mean, if you want to buy it, its own seat.
No, I don't think it. Yeah, no, if it has its own seat. Kidding. That's not a problem,
right?
I don't think they have it. I don't think it has its own seat.
But I don't want your horse to have its own seat.
No,
I don't think they do.
No. Can you bring in a stuffed animal with your personal bag?
You don't have to buy your emotional support animal a seat.
I know.
They're just with you.
No, I know.
What are they in the aisle?
Yeah, which I brought up.
That's a safety problem.
Which I brought up several weeks ago. What if we just all do this, and now there's 14 horses on the plane, and the whole aisle is just horses?
Is this a big enough problem that we're really... Are there that many horses on planes?
Nick, the other day, there were 4 people and 32 horses. Just so you know, that happened. I'm kidding. Hello, Wendy.
Hello.
Hi.
I just wanted to say that I think that you're confusing emotional support animals and the miniature horses. The miniature horses that you're hearing about or seeing on planes or on public transportation are service animals. So they would fall under the ADA. So they are an actual tool, like you would consider a walker or a wheelchair or something like that. That those people need.
Why does a person need a horse as opposed to a dog?
I don't know why. I can tell you, me personally, if I could use one, I absolutely would. I do therapy with my miniature horses. I would never, ever try to take one on a plane or anything like that, because that's not what mine are trained for. But I can tell you that since they're covered under ADA, so obviously there's benefit to it. I can tell you that with a horse's lifespan is longer than a dog. So if you're investing all of that money into and time and training into something, if you have the horse would be available to that person longer if they have it, like, for mobility or, you know, something like that. Yes, they have seeing eye horses. They have, horses that help with mobility. And the ADA only covers dogs and horses. But the emotional support thing, I completely am on board with you. I went to Hawaii a year ago with a lady that had a rabbit. I get it. I just don't want the two confused.
Wait a minute,
because,
you can't bring that. You
Wendy,
bring
I just,
that
I just love that
Hawaii.
Wendy very patiently, intelligently and cogently went through like 18 reasons in support of horses. Then she's like, but F rabbits.
But I love rabbits, so I can't say that. I mean, I think that they have their place in, like, you know, helping people to, you know, petting the rabbit would calm you down. I know.
Yeah, me too.
But, you know, so I agree with that. Does it have a place on the plane? I don't know. I do know that I follow several people on Facebook that have been invited to, like, shows like Dr. Oz and so on. And so they've taken their miniature horse, who is service trained. They are potty trained. I mean, these things are bomb proof when they're on there.
So Wendy,
and they're small.
Wendy,
so, I mean, we're not taking it to Clydesdale.
Is it
how big are they?
Like a big dog, right?
My my little guys that I take on therapy visits, they're 30 inches tall, but most of
same as my mom,
they're under 30 inches tall. So yeah, I mean, we're talking some labs, I mean, definitely smaller than, you know, a lot of Great Danes that I've had pictures with my guys with, you know.
So Wendy, to your knowledge, can someone take a miniature horse in a plane for purely emotional needs?
I would not think so. I would think that would be an airline thing. That would be, you know, up to that airline whether or not they would let them on as an emotional support. I know that if it is a service animal, you know,
yeah,
they can't deny the person.
See, I'm much more comfortable with that because there yes. at least appears to be some sort of governing body that looks at it more than $75 yeah, online.
But the original mini horse that sparked the debate months ago was Flirty. We all remember Flirty the mini horse.
I and
I believe
owner.
That Flirty was purely emotional support.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
I think so too.
And I get what you're saying, Dave. I get what Nick's saying, which is, you know, when does an animal make things worse? Well, if they were to poop on a plane, obviously then. But in general, you come across a dog in public, great. But whenever you have to have your entire body x-rayed and your bags gone through and all this just to get on the flight. Now in Missouri, you have to have a special driver's license to get on a plane, like starting next year.
Look, I'm not
it feels crazy to just be like, oh, yeah, everybody. Take your animal.
I'm not
yeah.
making a joke. What if someone on the plane's afraid of horses? What if someone like me is terrified of flying and just the mere fact that you have an animal makes it worse? We don't care about that person.
Nope.
You know?
I knew somebody who was highly allergic to, I think it was dogs, and she, it was, somebody had an emotional.
Is this the same girl that pooped
in the shower? No, it's not. She wanted to get on the plane, but there was somebody with, and I'm not sure, it may have been a service dog as opposed to an emotional support animal, but she had to take another flight. They just said, it's, you know, the support animal won in that situation, in that.
Oh, wow.
My friend had to take another flight. But you know what? The distinction there, if it is a service animal, okay, I get it, right? But she was still had to take, you know, her plans were completely messed up.
Obviously,
for that
none of us are experts on what a service animal is and how you get it. But at least if you have to go through some sort
of training, yeah, it's official,
it's
you have a disability.
$75 to a website.
Right.
Yes.
I guarantee that.
Wow, the ghost of Mark Close just possessed Tony for a second. Do that one again.
You know, 15 years ago, it's not the same. My answer is, and neither are you.
It's awesome.
Kind of like there was an edit in there.
Very sage.
Need that on a pillow. Okay, you're going to have to take your horse fighting to Twitter. Phones are going crazy. I fought about horses as much as I can.
Jason on Twitter says, state to state, most do not require any training or certification for service animals other than the owner having control of the animal at all times. Have had to research for my wife having potential needs being treatment-resistant depression. So they looked into getting her. He says service animal, not emotional support. And they were like, all right, as long as you have control at all times, like I'm guessing in a certain harness.
I wonder, this is a real thought. I'm not trying to be crappy. I wonder if 20 years from now, 90% of us will walk around with an animal. And it'll just be like, can you believe that you used to have to get a license for this? And
my whole thing, so I love my cat, Lucy. I talk about her decently frequently. She doesn't want to be in public with me because she's a cat. Like, she just wants to hang out in her home. I understand dogs are different. Maybe mini horses are different. But I wouldn't want to subject, and unless I knew the animal was trained and was happy, I wouldn't want to suggest, like Paris Hilton would always take her little doggy, I think her name was Tinkerbell, everywhere with her and keep it in a purse. That was a big thing in 2004. And I always felt bad for that dog because I thought, that's no life to just ride around in Paris Hilton's Louis Vuitton all day.
Like, it's like a bad stand-up routine, but I just picture the horse getting on the plane and taking off and being like, what the F?
Another flight.
Are you, no, just like,
where am I? What
that
is
horse
happening?
Is so jet-lagged.
Good news. You guys did it again. We put up our third $10,000 week in a row for Operation
Woo!
Food Surge.
Wow, that's great.
Thanks, CGS listeners.
I was ready for a $5,000 week because Thanksgiving and we were off for 2 days, but you guys came through. That's
awesome.
That's just great.
That's awesome.
It's not going to get us to $100,000. I'm just going to be annoying about this. we're already, we've already done more than the old station did before we took it over. We are about halfway to where we were last year. We need to get more people coming out to our appearances and our live shows, because at our last live show, I think we did, what, 4,000 rate, somewhere around there? Mm-hmm. Our next live show is this Friday. We are at the Hardee's at Butler Hill. We just, okay, you guys hear me bitch about the ratings, because 8 people have meters, but we can tell where they are. And for whatever draw of the panel, we have a ton down south now, which is kind of new for us. Because of the signal strength, we typically didn't do great down south, but now that we've added the other frequencies, we're doing really well down there. So hopefully we'll get a big crowd. Come out. We'll be doing the show live in front of you, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. DGS stocking caps for sale. The stickers, of course.
Bring cash. I will say, I don't think we are going to hope for a big audience. I think it's going to be big. At the when we went to Mid Rivers, we had a great turnout, but we had beanies left at the end of the show, or we sold them, you know, right at the end. But that was far before Thanksgiving. Now it's Christmas season. People are out doing their shopping. People are going to be stopping by. If you want a beanie, get there, you know, early in the show. We'll start selling them right at 3. I would be there at 3 if you want one.
They really are super cool. They're really they great are. Hats.
Very neat.
I wear mine when walking Lulu the Bulldog.
Do you?
Yes,
they're comfortable, aren't they?
Yes, I love it.
You should put one on Lulu.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that. She will not be pleased, but I could try.
Oh, speaking of planes and outrage, do you want to do your story about the lady that faked an illness?
Oh, I don't have it in front of me, but I remember the details.
I got it.
You do it.
Okay. A woman was on a flight in Florida on Friday and wanted to get a bigger, better seat. They told her, sorry. So she faked an illness. So much so that the pilot had to turn the flight around to get her help for her emergency. It later came out that she had pretended just to get a bigger seat.
Yeah, it backfired on her, right?
Oh. Yes.
It's like the kid who fakes a fever to stay home from school, but then has to go to the doctor.
Yeah.
Like she wanted to just move up to first class, essentially, and get a bigger, better seat by saying, I'm sick. But since she said she was so sick that they were like, well, then you can't be on the plane, and turn the plane around. Yeah.
Can I bring up one more animal on a plane story? It's kind of related.
Sure.
So Dan Brissy is on his 4th overseas tour as part of the National Guard. He rescued a kitten while he was in Kabul. And Dan Brissy. He's part of the National Guard. I'm sorry, I don't know his title off the top here.
Sounds an awful lot like Zoo News.
That's a good point.
Just saying.
He adopted a cat while he was in Kabul. The cat's name is Sully. Sully is extremely cute. You can see a picture on my Twitter at RachelZ971. And it would have cost between $3,000 and $5,000 to get the cat from Afghanistan back to the United States. Now, you can just throw your emotional support animal on your lap, but one of our National Guard members sacrificing his time, putting in the ultimate sacrifice to serve the American people. It's going to cost a couple grand to get his precious kitty back home. Luckily, they started a GoFundMe. This was on USA Today, and they like immediately hit the goal. So Sully's coming back to America. But
oh, good. But you're right. That's a good point.
If any time you should be able to just bring a cat on your lap or bring a dog home, it's if you're serving overseas and you adopt an animal. Come on. It shouldn't be that complicated to take a pet home if you're part of our military.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.